الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق
A documentary about the Prophet Muhammad, whose revelations and teachings became the foundation of Islam, opened the event. The film called Muhammad, Legacy of a Prophet, also follows the lives of several Muslims in the United States, including a nurse who works with Arabic-speaking hospital patients.
ما مشكلة ابدا بس ولكن اذا تحتاجين اي كان شيء هو بيتصل فيي وانا برجع بتصل فيكم.
Alex Cronemer is the documentary's producer. He hopes the film will fill in the gaps of misunderstanding about Islam.
I think the thing that has accomplished most of all to put a human face on Islam, particularly in America, most of what we know comes across headlines, often very frightening headlines. And what this program, I hope, has done is made a large viewing public more familiar with who Muslims are and who the Prophet Muhammad is.
Later, the participants broke into groups to ask the Muslims to explain more about their faith. They included Amina Mohammed, whose father grew up in Iraq. She hopes she can help reduce negative stereotypes about Islam.
I think some people had an image of Islam as kind of a militant, very strict religion, and they realized that through our discussions and through the video that there's actually a lot more to it. It's about peace, it's about love and understanding, being good to your neighbor, being a part of your community, giving to the orphans, taking care of the poor, just like Christianity has this concept, just like Judaism has this concept.
The Washington-based Buxton Initiative helped sponsor the event. Doug Holliday, who is Christian, began the program with a Muslim friend to foster reconciliation among people from different faiths.
And I think the trouble is today a lot of people have never met a Muslim, have never met a Jew, have never met a Christian. They've reacted to a lot of stereotypes about all these people. And once people start connecting, it's amazing how that reverberates and has kind of a ripple effect. And our view is if people can start to form these little islands of trust and hope, that is not inconsequential.
Travis Pickell, who is also Christian, was encouraged by the interaction at his table.
It was important to me to be able to come here and personally relate and get to know some Muslims and also some Jewish people and talk about things that really mattered. I think people fear what they don't understand.
Stephanie Hertz, who is Jewish, learned that many Muslims in the United States have been fighting prejudice against them since the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Young Muslim Americans and their family members since 9/11 have had to defend themselves at times as an American, that they've had to actually sort of sometimes convince other people that even though that they're Muslim, they are American.
She thinks the more people of different faiths communicate with each other, the more roadblocks of religious ignorance and misperceptions will be torn down. Deborah Block, VOA News.